Good morning, church. I'm going to share a story that I actually shared with my daughter, and it is the story of what brought me to this church, and eventually the story of my daughter and my son. We were preparing for today, and I talked to Bradley, and I said, you know, I grew up in a church, and it was a church that spent a lot of time telling me, when I was your age, she's eight, what not to do. Right? Don't do things. And it made you feel kind of bad, actually, when I was 8 years old or 9 years old. That's the church that I remember as a young, young kid. And one of the greatest things was her response. Her response was, what do you mean, a church that makes you feel bad? And it's because she didn't have that frame of reference. She didn't grow up in a church that made her feel bad. And I said, well, it was a church that spent a lot of time saying things that you can't do and that you shouldn't do. Unlike our church that talks about what you should do and what you can do and about love. And so for a long time, I was without a church. And I don't think, Bradley, did you know that? I was a long time without a church? No? Yeah, so I found this church when I was about 18 years old, maybe 20 years old, which seems like a really, really long time ago now. This church has been so patient with me. This church is home. And I was reflecting, and I've been at this church longer than I've lived in any other house in my life. And I think a lot of people could say the same thing. We move houses. We move states. We move all around the South Bay area sometimes. But this is home. No matter where I am, this is where I want to be. And we aren't that close right now, actually. We're 19 miles away, but this is the anchor for me and my family, because this is the church that got me my family, my church family, my Filipino family, and my family. I was, again, sharing in preparation for this that so many things in my life, and I bet so many things in everyone's life, had to go just the way they went to bring you here, to bring you your children, to bring you your family. And if any one of those things didn't go that way, I think that we would be sitting in a very different place with different people in a different situation. And I was just trying to put the timeline of events together for my kids and tell them, like, well, you know, I grew up in Florida and all these other places, and my dad was crazy and moved us all over the country and somehow settled here in this area finally, and had he not done that, I wouldn't have met your mom. And if I hadn't met your mom, then you two human beings wouldn't be here on this earth. And I can take no credit for any of that, but I give all of that to God and his glory and his grace, and how his wisdom and his ability to see the past and the present and the future were able to bring me my family. And that's where my faith comes in, because I could spend a lot of time thinking about the things that I've done wrong or that I don't do right. I could spend a lot of time dwelling on that, but instead I have the freedom and I have the grace to ask for forgiveness on those situations, to start fresh every day. And I have the grace of my wife and my children's forgiveness as well. And I learned all of that here at home. And so I'm so appreciative of everyone here at this church. I'm so appreciative. These walls are important. This space is so important. But this space, if you've ever been here when there's no one in here, is just a space. And it's everyone that's here and all of our hearts together that build this church and this community of faith. And so I'm so, so appreciative for it. And I just want to share that with you. And hopefully you can reflect on the millions of things that God did to put you in this seat today, and what would have had to go just a little differently in order for that to happen a little differently. So I just want to thank you all, and yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.